Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 2 of D&Ms with Dan and Mickey. How are we going today, Dan?
I'm good. I'm ready to get the second one done. I think the fans are waiting.
Me too. Are you impressed with our reception of the first one?
Look, I think our jump in ratings is indicative of our success so far, so I'm interested to see how we go.
I'm impressed that we broke into other countries. We got 6 downloads in China, a download in Germany, Russia.
Even one in Russia, I think. Yeah, Vladimir Putin is tuning in. He's got to be the only one who doesn't have a block on his internet. So
that's actually pretty impressive that we got ones overseas.
I know. So it was 68 downloads for the podcast so far.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
It is pretty good. All right. Well, picking up from where we left off last podcast.
I'd just like to point out, we don't have anyone, nobody's commented on the page, so we unfortunately can't give any shout-outs today. I would like to give a shout-out to one person, a close friend of mine who watched the whole episode, Mr. Daniel Anderson. Thank you. This one's for you.
All right. On our last podcast, we went from 64 of the top movies of 2014, whittled down to 32.
Ooh.
Trying to finish off the bracket today in this podcast.
All right.
I reckon we can do it.
I'm ready. Now, I'd like to point out that when we did the podcast last time, I hadn't watched Grand Budapest Hotel. Since that time, I have watched the movie, and it's quite good.
I think for Getuin's tough matchup, I might need to call up Cam. Third shout out, BTW.
Okay, well, if he answers the phone, we can do it.
All right. Well, let's kick off round two. The first matchup of round two is,
lay it on me,
the 13 seed, Bad Neighbours, up against the 45 seed, Liam Neeson's Non-Stop.
Okay, we discussed it a bit earlier in the last podcast.
Yeah,
Non-Stop, Liam Neeson.
Same old, same old.
It's Taken 4. No, I think it came out before Taken 3. So
Taken 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5, pretty much. Bad Neighbours.
It's funny. It's not that good, but cheap laughs.
What? 13th seed, right?
Yeah, 13th seed.
Against, what are we up against?
45 seed.
Okay. Look, I'd give it to Bad Neighbours on enjoyability, comedy. Like, it's easier to watch than Non-Stop.
Yeah. It's, you could watch it more than once.
You could. Non-Stop, once you know who's the bad guy,
yeah,
it's kind of, it's lost its, you know,
appeal.
Appeal. Yeah, that's the word I'm looking for.
All right. Bad Neighbours moving on to round three.
All righty then.
Next matchup, the 29 seed, Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh,
one of your favourites.
Yes, it was a good movie of 2014, I won't lie.
Up against one of our collective favourites, the 4 seed, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, jeez. Now, you've given me a really tough matchup here. Although Edge of Tomorrow was one of my favourites, Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, it's a tough one to beat.
Yeah, I reckon it's one of the greatest superhero movies made.
Well, you said last time it was your favourite. So, well, Edge of Tomorrow, although I did like the whole backwards time lapse thing.
Yeah.
I think Guardians of the Galaxy, with its kind of all-star cast.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think I said everyone wants to be a Marvel these days.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to give it to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Me too. And if you do want to, haven't seen Edge of Tomorrow yet, I do recommend you watch it if you can put up with a shitty ending.
Yeah, but if you don't understand the ending, no movie should require this, but you do need to look it up so you can understand it. And it'll just help you, you know, get a bit of closure, because it is quite a shit ending and hard to understand.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
All right, so Guardians of the Galaxy, moving on. Next matchup, tough one. 31 seed, Fury.
I loved it.
Versus the number 2 seed, Hobbits, The Battle of Five Armies.
I don't think it's much of a contest. We spoke before about well, you haven't seen any of The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit,
nope.
So I guess this one's on me to put it to rest.
Yeah.
Hobbits are not as good as Lord of the Rings, and the third one was probably the second best out of the three, the Hobbit trilogy.
Yeah.
Although it was just a lot of fighting and a lot of dialogue that really just ran around in circles. Even when some of the characters are dying, I just didn't feel that connection to them.
Yeah.
It wasn't as emotional as it should have been. But, I think Fury, on the other hand, although it did have quite a boring bit in the middle where they're sitting down eating their eggs. I still think, you know, as I said, it ends with a bang. If you haven't seen the movie, you just wait for that last half hour.
Yeah, Fury had a good storyline, and the main actors in it were really good performances, like Brad Pitt and Shia LaBeouf.
Who else? It's got that guy, that young kid.
Yeah. I don't know his name.
He's been in a few good things. And the guy from The Walking Dead, Shane.
Oh, that was the disappointing That was a poor casting
choice. Everyone says you don't go full Shane. And he went full Shane in that movie. He was out of control. It was just stupid.
So that said, are we saying that the number two seed is being eliminated in the second round?
Look, yes. I think the only reason it's got number two seed and grossed as much as it did is because of its predecessors, The Lord of the Rings. The hype was there, but it just didn't deliver.
Okay, then. Fury moving on.
Battle of Five Armies is out.
Next matchup is the 19 seed, Godzilla.
All right.
Versus the 14 seed, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. They're both pretty crap.
They are both pretty crap. I am inclined to go with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just for the nostalgia of it.
Really? Oh, I tend to disagree on this one.
Tell me why.
Okay. look, I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, its biggest calling card was... What's the female actor's name in that? The one from Transformers?
Megan Fox.
I was thinking Megan Trainor for some reason. I think her tits and ass were the biggest calling card for that movie. I mean, the amount of times they referenced her, they objectified her.
Take it easy, mate.
I'm just being devil's advocate. But no, the movie was so corny and, you know, it was just, I don't know. But on the other hand, Godzilla, I didn't finish watching it, but what I did see, I enjoyed more than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
My reasoning for going with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles here is because the original one is corny as well. It's like a corny thing
The original movie or...?
The original movie. Like the cartoons on TV got nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
But the original...
Is this the one that was about 10 years ago? Or are we talking way back?
Way back. Okay. The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's kind of like a lot of tongue-in-cheek kind of thing.
I don't think you can give it to it on the basis of nostalgia, though. I mean, I loved Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles too, but they took the concept and they took a shit on it.
That's going to be hard for me to pass up on TMNT.
Godzilla was
terrible.
Godzilla was terrible, but I think it was better than Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
How are we going to decide this?
I don't know. Look.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles grossed more, but I guess it's got the whole
Seen both films?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll let you decide on the fact that I only saw half of Godzilla because I turned it off because it was so shit. And I only saw half the last half of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles because one of my housemates is watching it. And I don't know why I stayed and watched the rest of it, to be honest.
Okay, well, on that fact, I've seen both movies in their entirety at the cinemas.
Okay.
And I left Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles thinking it was bad. But I left Godzilla thinking it was so disappointing. Okay. And for such a good movie, like such a good...
I think Godzilla's downfall was they killed Bryan Cranston off way too early.
Yeah, exactly.
Spoiler alert.
He was the...
He's there for 15 minutes.
He was the best guy.
He was their calling card and they threw it in the bin.
All right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is moving on.
All righty then.
Our next matchup, the 47 seed, Dracula Untold.
All right. What's it up against?
The 15 seed, Disney's Maleficent.
Ooh.
Maleficent.
They're both an old tale retold.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think... Sorry.
No, go for it.
I think Dracula Untold was more entertaining. You're disagreeing?
Once again.
All right.
I'm disagreeing. Dracula is boring. Very boring. Whereas Maleficent, maybe not my kind of movie, but it is entertaining.
I on the scale of enjoyability, I enjoyed Dracula more. I felt like Maleficent was too much of a fairy tale for me. Like, I know that's what it is, but...
It's exactly what it is.
I know, but I'm not a huge fan of the whole fairy tale. You know, the story is just too... I guess they both are. Just too cliche.
Angelina Jolie's performance, though, is pretty good.
Yeah, but you can say that about any of Angelina's movies, except for Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah. Get out of it. Get out.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about Tomb Raider. But, I don't know. I'd give it to Dracula if I had to.
It is a tough call, but I think my prejudice against Dracula movies and vampire TV shows is clouding my judgment. So in this circumstance, because you gave me TMNT, I'm going to give you Dracula.
All right, it's a democracy. Moving on.
All right. Next matchup, the 25 seed, Night at the Museum 3 versus 57 seed, Wildcard.
All right.
The Judge.
Okay. As much as I did enjoy Night at the Museum 3, Secret of the Tomb, I think the story's been done to death.
Yeah.
It was good to see Robin Williams one last time, get the old gang back together, a bit of Ben Stiller, Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
But Rebel Wilson's role in that movie was pretty good too.
You're a big Rebel Wilson fan.
I am. She is one funny chick. Let's be honest.
Judge was great.
The Judge was great.
Howard is a 57 seed. Howard wasn't one of the top 50 grossing.
I think it was underrated. A lot of people look at movies with the whole law background, like the law story line, and they think, nah, not for me. And I sort of had the same idea. I didn't see it at the movies. I downloaded it. Yes, downloaded.
Legally downloaded.
I downloaded it and I watched it and I thoroughly enjoyed it. More so than Night at the Museum.
110%. The Judge, another upset.
110%. Just pointing out, Mickey hasn't seen Night at the Museum 3.
I have seen Night at the Museum 1 and I was like, I'm never watching a sequel of this. I'm never watching this again.
I thought they were all enjoyable, but... you know, the story was overdone.
And that is Dan's Shit Taste in Movies, Exhibit B.
No, he was fucking joking. All right, next.
Next matchup. 42 seed, The Equalizer, Denzel Washington, versus Captain America, The Winter Soldier, which is the 10 seed.
Give us your thoughts.
Equalizer.
Really?
Really.
Ooh.
It is disagreeing three times in a row. We had no real disagreements in the last
one. Okay, no we didn't. But... I thought Captain America was at least 10 times better than the first one.
Yeah.
You have seen it?
The first one or
the second one?
The second one, yeah.
Okay. I just thought it was great. I was entertained the whole time through. It's probably one of the better Marvel, like it's way better than the Iron Man's.
Yeah, I've only seen the first
one. I know you don't like Iron Man, but it was way better than all of the Iron Man's. And I'm not a huge fan of Captain America. But I did really like it.
I like The Equalizer just because of Denzel, so I'm willing to just...
You are very prejudiced towards Denzel.
And it was one of his...
It's no Training Day.
It is no Training Day. It's one of his poorer movies.
I feel like the storyline in it was...
Nothing special.
Nothing special. Yeah. And, you know, you could say the same about Captain America, but it's adding towards the bigger picture of the Avengers, and I think they did it quite well.
All right, I'll agree with that. Captain America moving on.
All right.
Next matchup.
We're getting through these disagreements quite well, I'm surprised.
Wait till we get to Interstellar. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
The one seed, Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 versus the 33 seed, Hercules.
I want to give it to Hercules.
I like Hercules just because The Rock was in it, but it wasn't that great a movie.
Nah, it was pretty shit, to be honest.
But then again, so was The Hunger Games.
Yes, it was. Like, I understand. I've spoken to quite a few people who have read the books.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no, it was great. But I'm like, yeah, why? I mean, because obviously you read that book and it has the second part to it. So I can understand. I did just say Captain America was part of the bigger picture, but I haven't seen the latest Hunger Games. It's not out yet. I wasn't entertained. I felt like leaving the cinema early. Nothing happened until the last 10 minutes, maybe.
Let me make a confession.
Okay.
At the risk of ruining my credibility as a movie critique...
Oh, God.
I rather enjoyed the first Hunger Games and the second Hunger Games.
Oh, so did I.
I'm actually quite a fan of the Hunger Games series.
So am I.
The third movie, I was so disappointed. More disappointed than I should be after seeing a movie like the Hunger Games. And as I said in the last podcast, the only bit of the whole movie that was good is when Peter tried to choke out Katniss. That was awesome.
I was rooting for Peter. I really was.
All right, so we're going to go the upset to Hercules.
Look, I know that's going to upset a lot of people, but we haven't read the books.
Nope.
So try to see it from our perspective.
I haven't read a book since year 10, maybe.
Okay, well, uneducated swine over here. But no, I'm happy to give it to Hercules.
Hercules it is.
Look, they're both pretty bad. But, yeah, okay, Hercules. Moving on. All right.
number one seed and the number two seed have been eliminated in these last few matches.
Okay.
All right. The 9 seed, the other woman, versus the 24 seed, the Grand Budapest Hotel. Should we call Cam to get his thoughts on the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Look, it's, okay, let's do it, okay.
All right, let's call Cam. Just calling Cam now.
I hope he answers.
If he doesn't, we're going to have to decipher this ourselves.
Come on, buddy.
Leave a message.
Unfortunately, we cannot get on to Cam. He's missed his opportunity.
The Grand Budapest Hotel's biggest fan.
Yes. You know, we tried. So.
We're going to do. Tell us what you thought about it. You just watched
it. Okay, I just watched it. I went into it watching it thinking it was going to be a serious movie. I wasn't aware that it was a comedy. And I'm sure you weren't either.
No.
I thought it was going to be a serious, you know, feel-good type film, but it's actually quite hilarious. I'd just like to point out it's a flashback within a flashback within a flashback. Yeah, it's quite odd the way it's done, and it's done in parts. And it was unexpected. Like, I got about 15 minutes in, and I was ready to turn it off, but then things started getting interesting. Like, I realized that the character, Monsieur Gustave, is actually not what he appears to be. He's quite a funny guy. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was hilarious.
Would you reckon it was funnier than The Other Woman?
I would say that, yes.
I'd be inclined to agree. I thought the Other Woman was good. Kate Upton was even better. but it's not that good a movie.
No. What are the seeds on these two?
The Other Woman is actually the 9th highest grossing movie of the year.
Okay. That's interesting. Yeah. I got a lot of hype. I didn't see a lot of hype around the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
And it was it surprised me when I watched it. It was quite good. The prison, like, what is it called? Checkpoint 19. That little, that part of the movie, I think it was my favorite. It was quite hilarious. Jeff Goldblum's in it. Plays a funny guy. I think it's a well-executed movie. It's quite funny.
We're giving it to the Grand Budapest Hotel?
I would give it to the Grand Budapest.
Done.
All right.
Grand Budapest, moving on. The next matchup.
Oh, don't give it. No.
It's happening. The Wolf of Wall Street, the 5 seed, versus Saving Mr. Banks.
Oh, thank God. I thought it was up against Interstellar. Now, this one's going to be harder for you.
It is.
Because I know you love both of those movies. I'd like to point out that Mr. Banks came out in 2013, but it grossed most of its money in 2014.
Yeah, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day. So we're allowing it into the comp.
Yeah.
So I think I'll let you take this one. I would personally go with Saving Mr. Banks, but I'll let you decide.
Taking upon your opinion, I also really enjoyed Mr. Banks, but The Wolf of Wall Street is just so good. It is so good, and how you don't like it boggles my mind to this day. So, because you're leaving it up to me,
okay.
I'm not taking into account your opinion anymore, and The Wolf of Wall Street is advancing.
That's surprising. I thought you really liked Saving Mr. Banks.
I did, but I really, 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 really liked The Wolf of Wall Street. Really.
Okay.
Next matchup. Can we get another upset here?
Is Interstellar up?
The 3 seed. Transformers Age of Extinction.
Okay, I'm willing to kick that one out, depending.
Versus 12 Years a Slave, 35 seed.
Look, I know we're going to go for 12 Years a Slave, and that's fine by me.
12 Years a Slave, much better storyline. Mark Wahlberg was crap in Transformers.
Okay. I really do like Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
In 12 Years a Slave. He's just a good actor. Plays Magneto. He's in Prometheus as well as David. He's a good actor. Mark Wahlberg.
Usually a good actor.
Usually.
Actually, he's pretty hit and miss if I think about it.
He is. I prefer his brother Donnie, to be honest.
You and Donnie?
Me and Donnie.
Is this because of Band of Brothers?
This is because of Band of Brothers. I'd just like to interject here. You need to watch Band of Brothers. It's a great show. Anyone who hasn't seen it, I recommend it highly.
If you get past episode 1, I applaud you.
He watched episode 1 and then didn't watch any more.
Oh, that's David Schwimmer in it.
He plays a serious character, which is hard to get past. Yes, but that's kind of like Steve Carell in Foxcatcher.
Great movie.
Anyway, we're a bit off track here.
Okay.
Age of Extinction. Get that shit out of here.
It's done.
It's out.
It is done. And 12 Years a Slave, I can't pronounce his name, so I'm sorry if this offends anyone. think he's Chiwetel Ejiofor or something like that.
The main character.
The main character, 12 Years a Slave. He should be in more movies. I thought he was great. Anyway, next matchup. The 7 seed, X-Men, Days of Future Past, versus the 26 seed, The 100-Foot Journey.
Well, you go first.
100-Foot Journey was good. I thought it'd be terrible. It looked like a movie that would be like... At first, I thought it was going to be a Bollywood movie. And then I thought, like... I actually told my parents to go see it. And they convinced me to see it. And I thought it was actually better than expected. X-Men Days of Future Past, though.
And just backtracking, which one was 100-Foot Journey again? I didn't see that one.
It's the one where... The Indian cook.
Helen Mirren, that's right.
Yep. Days of Future Past, though, everybody reckons that's the best
X-Men. I love that movie. I'd be willing to give that number one if it comes to it. I absolutely love the shit out of it.
That was in your four favourites to win.
It was in one of my four favourites, yes.
All right, so we're going to go with X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
Done. Next matchup. The second favourite to take out this bracket. Gone Girl at the 6th seed versus the 27 seed Divergent. What are your thoughts, Dan?
I thought Divergent was pretty average. I much more enjoyed Gone Girl.
As you should.
The story was, you know, it was good. It was like I guessed it about halfway through. That conniving son of a bitch. But yeah, I really liked Gone Girl. As I said last time, the ending kind of left a sour taste in my mouth, but I can get past it. I understand that's what they were going for. Divergent, on the other hand, yeah.
I thought Divergent was a good movie. I just saw Insurgent the other day, actually. Went to the premiere.
Oh, well done.
And if you haven't read the books and you just like the movie and are looking forward to the second one, lower your hopes a lot.
Well, you said it didn't run for very long either.
It's not a very long movie, and... it's just nowhere near as good as the first one.
Like, I think Divergent ran for a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, it was normal.
Like I said last time, a movie for me, if it doesn't go for more than 2 hours, I think it's already losing points.
Yeah.
I mean, at least put in the effort to, you know, let the story grow a bit more. That was why I didn't like Lucy. 89-minute runtime.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, so I, yeah.
Moving on?
Moving on.
Next matchup, the 11 seed, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes versus The Fault in Our Stars, 22 seed.
I think you're not going to give this one to Crystal again, are you?
Nope. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is moving on.
I loved it. I said last time, Neil deGrasse Tyson, my boy, he loved it too.
Yeah. Yeah, The Fault in Our Stars was good. It's probably as good as a chick flick's going to get, but...
For those of you who are a big fan of Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, a bit of trivia for you. The orangutan who is a part of Caesar's society, Maurice, is actually played by a woman.
Really?
Yeah. I was shocked.
Like a famous one or just...
Just a woman. No one special. But I thought it was interesting.
That it is.
I like Maurice. Anyway.
Next matchup, the 17 seed, The Maze Runner. Versus the 16 seed, The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
I haven't seen The Amazing Spider-Man. But I did like Maze Runner, so I'd go with that, just on that. All the Spider-Mans I have seen, even The Amazing Spider-Man 1, whatever that was called, I didn't really enjoy it a whole lot.
I think we've got a lot of superhero movies in this bracket.
There are a lot.
And the Spider-Mans aren't very good as a whole. No. Based on this movie, the Spider-Man movie, it is not one of the good ones.
Okay.
It's not one of my favourites. I actually really liked the original one with the Tobey Maguire.
That's it.
Although that one was like not very well received, I actually really liked it. And I thought the other one was worse.
I think the first one in the Tobey Maguire series was good. And
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the other two were just shit.
Yeah.
I did like how Martin Sheen... played Uncle Ben in the reboot. I love that guy.
My favourite person in the original Spider-Man is the
crap.
Yeah.
Crap.
What?
Crap.
I don't know his name.
I don't know his name either.
Peter's boss.
Peter's boss, yeah.
Photo taking place, the news agency, whatever it is.
Alrighty, so we're going to give that one to The Maze Runner. What were your thoughts on The Maze Runner?
Maze Runner is good. It's not great. Like, the storyline when I heard it was like, oh, that sounds pretty interesting.
It was sort of unexpected, I think, going into it.
Very, like, unique premise, which is one of my favourite things about a movie.
The ending was quite a curveball as well.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. So I'm interested to see how they develop the story in the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll give it to the Maze Runner.
Yeah.
All right.
Last matchup. This round is A Million Ways to Die in the West, the 44 seed.
And it's up against Interstellar, isn't it? It has to be.
The 12 seed, garbage Interstellar.
No, you can't.
A Million Ways to Die in the West is advancing.
Okay, can I just say...
You can.
I'm going back to Neil. I'm sorry. These correlate.
My God.
Neil deGrasse Tyson wasn't the consultant for Interstellar, but he was a consultant for A Million Ways to Die in the West. All the stars you see in that movie are accurate for that period of time because Seth MacFarlane personally called him and said, I don't want to stuff up the stars like James Cameron did in Titanic. Can you get me the right stars? That's a fact. And I did watch videos on Neil deGrasse Tyson talking about Interstellar. He gave that shit, he gave that excellent movie an 8 or 9 out of 10.
Can you just tell me, who is Neil deGrasse Tyson?
He's an astrophysicist. He's the director of the Hayden Planetarium in New York at the Museum of Natural History. He is a big name in science.
Okay.
I'm giving massive shout out to this guy, but I love him. He's brilliant.
Get him on the podcast. Give him a call.
That could be difficult. He actually has his own podcast.
Yeah, he does too.
Star Talk Radio. Oh, look, we're giving shout outs to everyone. No, but seriously, Interstellar, brilliant movie. I'm sure in the next matchup, because it is progressing, I don't care what you say, we'll go into a bit more depth about why it is actually so good.
Okay,
I'll go into depth. You can say crap, mega crap, but it's moving on. I loved Million Ways to Die in the West too, but it was just a cheap comedy.
I didn't love A Million Ways to Die in the West. I enjoyed it. The amount that you've got a massive boner for Interstellar, I'll just let you have it this one. And that brings us to a close of round two. You reckon we can do round three right now?
I think round three can happen now. I mean, we're at 27 minutes now, so...
Only 16 matchups, week 16.
We can squeeze it in, I reckon.
We're doing it.
All right, so next matchup is...
The 47 seed, Dracula Untold, versus the 31 seed, Fury.
Okay.
Fury.
I think we've talked enough about Dracula to let it die. Fury, we've given it a bit of a rundown. I think the fans know.
Fury, that's easy win.
Easy win. All right, next up.
The 33 seed, Hercules, versus the 17 seed, Maze Runner. I'm impressed Hercules has made it this far.
Well, considering it took out the Hunger Games. Yeah, I think it's run its course.
Yeah, as much as I like The Rock, he made some good movies. This wasn't one of his great ones.
No.
Maze Runner, also not great, but better than Hercules.
Much better. Okay. All right, moving on.
The 4 seed, Guardians of the Galaxy, versus 13 seed, Bad Neighbours. We've hyped up Guardians of the Galaxy so much.
So much.
We're obviously giving it to them. Bad Neighbours is funny, but not that funny.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, for a first-time standalone, it's amazing.
Yeah. All right, so Guardians is moving on. The next matchup, the 57 seed, the only wild card to make it through to the Sweet 16 round, The Judge, versus the 24 seed, the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay, now I think Cam would be very disappointed if we let the Grand Budapest die here now. And I would have to agree, after having seen the Grand Budapest, it is better than The Judge.
I disagree.
You haven't seen the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay.
I don't want to put you in a spot there, but The Judge is good, but the Grand Budapest Hotel is far more entertaining.
Than The Judge.
Yes. The Judge storyline's great.
I love The Judge.
It's sound. But Robert Downey Jr.,
was amazing.
He was amazing, but he's playing the same guy. I'm not even sure I know the name of the main character in Grand Budapest Hotel, but he does a great job. I loved it.
All right. I'll take your word on that one.
Okay. Cam, there you go. You're welcome.
And the wild card has been eliminated.
Boom, boom.
The next matchup, the 14 seed, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Bye.
Made it to the round of Sweet 16. What the hell? How did this happen?
That one's on you.
Yeah.
I wanted to get it out.
Well, it's up against the 35 seed, 12 Years a Slave, there is no contest here in quality of movie.
What did Ninja Turtles say?
14. It's the 14th highest grossing movie of last year.
That's disgusting. All right, kick it out.
12 Years a Slave. Moving on.
Bada boom.
The next matchup: X-Men, Days of Future Past, the 7 seed, versus the 10 seed fellow superhero movie, Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
X-Men.
Easy?
Easy. Look, yeah, I loved Captain America, Winter Soldier, but X-Men. You know, I love time travel, and X-Men pulled that shit off beautifully. And, can't go past Jennifer Lawrence's tits. That's for Jared, by the way. There's your shout-out, mate.
Thank you.
Moving on.
The next matchup, the 11th seed, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes versus the winner of the entire bracket, the 6th seed, Gone Girl.
I like Dawn of the Planet of the Apes more.
Get out.
But I'll let you have it because they're both good movies. I'll give it to you on the basis that Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is a reboot and it is the second of a reboot series. Personally, I liked it more than Gone Girl, but I'm willing to let you have this one.
Give me one movie. I challenge you to give me one movie with a similar premise to the movie Gone Girl.
Yeah, it's original. I just pointed that out. It's an original storyline and it pulls it off beautifully.
And Ben Affleck.
Your guilty pleasure. All right.
And the final matchup of this round of 16. Some crap movie called Interstellar or something like that. I don't know. It sounds pretty crap.
Brilliant.
Versus the 5 seed, which will be up against Gone Girl in the final, The Wolf of Wall Street.
I don't think it will be.
I think it will be.
I'm not backing down on this one. I just let Gone Girl get through for you. There's only a couple of movies that I'll back down for Interstellar, and they are Guardians of the Galaxy and X-Men Days of Future Past. And that is neither of those two movies.
Dan's shit-tasting movies, Exhibit C.
Are we up to C?
We're up to C.
No, look, I couldn't even finish watching Wolf of Wall Street.
Did you not see Leonardo DiCaprio's?
Well, why didn't he get an Oscar?
Can we stop talking about his Oscars?
Yeah, well, I know it's a sore point for him. But, look, Interstellar, the whole thing is just, it's awesome.
I don't even know what to say to you right now, Dan.
Look, I could list off why, but I think we've covered it enough. I think you need to back down, buddy.
Okay, I'll back down on The Wolf of Wall Street.
I know that hurts.
Next time, it's not going to happen. Okay. No fight to the death.
All right. Well, we better hope that Guardians of the Galaxy or X-Men faces down on Interstellar because...
All right. We're in the Elite Eight.
All right.
The top 8 movies of 2014, and the first matchup is X-Men Days of Future Past versus the 31 seed Fury.
X-Men.
Fury.
He's kidding. He's laughing. I can see it in his face, right?
Yes. Just because of the boring patch in Fury.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it would have been hard. Could you imagine if Fury was all of the same caliber as the last half an hour?
Yeah.
It would have been so intense. So unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, the battle scene with the Tiger tank up against the Shermans, that's pretty cool. And then the movie really picks up from there.
They just really bounced off that tank. Like,
it was like a pea shooter against, like, I don't know, wrought iron. It was crazy. But, yeah, Fury, although it was great, X-Men was greater.
Yeah.
All right, we agree.
Okay, X-Men's moving on. Next matchup. The 17 seed, The Maze Runner, versus the 24 seed, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Cam, this one's on you. I'd give it to Grand Budapest again.
Although I haven't seen The Grand Budapest Hotel.
I recommend you watch it. And to the fans listening, I recommend you watch it.
I don't think The Maze Runner deserves to be in the top 8 movies.
I don't think it does either. I don't know how. It's had some easy matchups. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
it
had a good run, and now it's out.
Okay.
Grand Budapest Hotel moves on. Next matchup, 12 Years a Slave versus Gone Girl.
I'll let you decide. I didn't like 12 Years. I liked Gone Girl more than I did 12 Years a Slave.
We're in agreement of that. I thought 12 Years a Slave was great. Chiwetel Ejiofor, whatever his name is amazing.
Brad Pitt.
Michael was in it for about 45 seconds.
Yep. Michael Fassbender.
And Michael Fassbender's breakout
racist
role.
Racist son of a bitch. I don't think it's his breakout role. Come on. It's not.
No. Standout performance.
He was in X-Men, Days of Future Past, and before that, Prometheus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go with...
All right. Yeah, it's gone.
Gone Girl's moving on. The next matchup, the last matchup, I should say, of the quarterfinals.
Oh god, I'm gonna have to swallow my pride because I'm
the
know what
12
that
seed Interstellar versus the 4 seed Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm holding you to your word.
I will. I'm a man of my word, Mickey, and I'll back down on it. As much as I love Interstellar, brilliant, brilliant movie.
Although Interstellar is scientifically sound...
It appeals to the inner scientist in me. But on watching a movie for enjoyment, which is what most people do, I'd go with Guardians of the Galaxy. Interstellar is more of a documentary for me.
I've got two things to say here. All right. Two. Number one, Dan's a chiropractor and thinks he's a scientist.
I never claimed to be a scientist.
You just said the inner scientist in me.
Yeah, I can appreciate it. Doesn't mean I'm a freaking scientist.
Just because you did a weekend course to...
I'd like to point out it's a 5-year course, everyone. I'll be a doctor of chiropractic.
Yeah, Dr. Schmokta.
All right.
And the second thing is, Guardians of the Galaxy deserves to win because when you're watching it, from the start to the end, you're entertained.
No, that's what... I agree.
Interstellar,
I agree.
You're not...
You can stop. I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
Interstellar
and
is out.
I said I back down and I...
Guardians of the Galaxy is on. Now, we're down to the final four, the semifinals.
Okay.
The first matchup is Guardians of the Galaxy versus the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay, Cam, I'm sorry, but at this point I think I'm going to have to apologize. Although the Grand Budapest Hotel was good, Guardians of the Galaxy was a lot better.
I'm going to take your word on that. Guardians of the Galaxy was great. Deserves to be in the final.
Far better. Okay. Moving on.
To make it into the final against Guardians of the Galaxy is either the 6 seed, Gone Girl, versus the 7 seed, X-Men Days of Future Past. Easy. Gone Girl. Moving on.
I can't go past X-Men on this.
How? I don't even know what movie you were watching when you watched Gone Girl.
I don't know what movie you were watching when you watched X-Men.
X-Men was great.
You said it was your favourite superhero movie
no,
of all time.
No, Guardians of the Galaxy is my favourite superhero movie of all time.
Oh, you said it was your favourite X-Men of all time.
It is a great movie. But.
But.
It's been done. And it's just adding to a bigger, larger story. Whereas Gone Girl is a standalone, excellent movie.
Yeah, it is.
Ben Affleck.
They're both good movies. But okay, on the premise that X-Men... is an add-on and they've had time to build on the storyline and Gone Girl is a standalone, I'll give it to you.
Damn fucking straight you're giving it to me. Gone Girl is going into the final for the greatest... Well, highest... No. What is it? Well, it is the greatest movie of 2014.
We'll go greatest movie based on grossing. No, it still doesn't work.
I think
our opinion of greatest movie of the highest grossing movies of 2014...
And that matchup is Gone Girl
versus
Guardians of the Galaxy. I think it's pretty easy here. I think it's clear cut that Gone Girl must win this matchup.
I disagree. They're both standalone movies. They both have original storylines. They're both awesome. But I enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy. You said it yourself. Guardians of the Galaxy is a movie where you can watch it from start to finish and be entertained the entire time.
As you can with Gone Girl.
I disagree.
I think we should do something right now.
What's that? Rock, paper, scissors?
No. I think we call Adam, who is the biggest superhero fan ever, and see what he thinks. And if he can convince me to pick Guardians of the Galaxy, I will.
All right. Do you want to tell the fans who Adam is?
Adam Wolaryshek is a great friend of ours. Comic book genius, superhero enthusiast, and he's probably the best person to convince. If anyone can convince me that it was a better movie than Gone Girl,
all right, get him on the line. But even if it comes down to me giving it into you, I'm still thinking Guardians is the best. Okay, we're getting Adam on the line now. Let's hope he answers. I think he'll convince you.
I don't think he will. I think he's a fan of Gonga.
I don't know. We'll see.
Hello?
Adam, how you going?
Good.
We've got you live on D&M's with Dan and Mickey.
I can't just spring this on somebody.
Sorry to do this to you, but we're at a crossroads,
we
me
are,
and Dan.
We are.
Basically, we're down to the final two in our best movies of 2014 bracket, and we need your advice.
No, go on.
We have the 4 seed, Guardians of the Galaxy,
yeah,
versus the 6 seed, Gone Girl. What are your thoughts?
Well, Gone Girl's more of an in-depth movie, like you have to think about it.
Exactly.
And once you do think about it, it still fucks with you.
True.
Like, it still messes with you once you've thought about it, and you still think about it after the movie's finished.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy, you don't really think about it once it's finished.
That is a good point.
Okay.
That's how I judge on a movie on how good it is. Not saying Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which one did you enjoy more out of the two?
I got more lols from Guardians of the Galaxy.
We're not wrong.
You gave me the lols.
Well, I hope
so. Not so much.
Not so much Gone Girl.
Yeah, no lols in Gone Girl.
Well, I should hope not.
If you were to pick a movie for the fans to be the greatest movie of 2014 out of the two aforementioned movies, which one would you pick?
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to thank you for your time, Adam, and we'll get you on the podcast soon.
Oh, okay, thanks for that.
No worries.
Thank you, Adam.
Bye.
Okay, well, I'll let it come down to Adam, but I'm going to stick by my guns. Look, Gone Girl can have the number one place, but I, in my own opinion, think the Guardians of the Galaxy was better.
And that is Dan's Shit Tasting Moves Exhibit D. And
you're going to run out of letters in the alphabet, mate. The joke's getting old.
And the winner of this bracket goes to none other than Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. Okay. I honestly didn't see it coming. To me, I didn't think it deserved such a high place. I think it got some good matchups, but, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. It was one of the ones I predicted.
Okay. Well, guys, we've enjoyed bringing you this podcast.
We have.
The highest grossing movie of 2014 bracket.
Yep.
Our favourites. We hope you tune in again soon for our next podcast.
Got some good stuff coming up. Might do an NBA podcast with Adam. Might have a gaming podcast coming up. Maybe
some more D&Ms with the two of us.
Yeah, some more D&Ms. We've got animated films, you reckon? Animated TV shows?
Yeah, definitely.
Got some good stuff.
Yeah, Big Hero 6 was a good one from last year as well.
Yeah.
Couldn't make the cut because it was animated for our bracket. But
yeah, might have to do an animated one soon. But, yeah, so if you like what you heard, if you haven't subscribed already, subscribe. Visit our website, facebook.com/Dan and Mickey. Follow the links there for Android, iPhone, iPad. Learn how to subscribe and do it.
Leave a comment if you want a shout-out as well.
Tell us what you thought. Give us some feedback. Don't talk about our audio quality. We're working on that. We'll get there.
We need a few sponsors. We might be able to afford
We've got zero budget.
Some better mics.
Go on the Facebook website. Follow a link to our podcast website. I think it's danandmickey.podomatic.com or something like that.
The link's on Facebook.
Link's there. Click on the PayPal button. Drop us a couple bucks. We'll buy some mics.
Yeah. No, we can only get better from here. So thank you for listening. And we'll see you on the next podcast.
Peace.